Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And time to bring in our man Chip Towers from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and the AJC.com. Hey, Chip, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, David. And, yes, the sun comes up over the worst loss in baseball postseason history.
Oh, man, you had to go there. It was the worst inning, not the worst loss. Come on, Chip.
It was a terrible loss.
It felt like a bad loss too, but yeah, that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was really almost laughable. I mean, to that point, it was like, really, they're going to score again? Really? Oh wow!
That's been my argument. Is that, listen, I'm as heartbroken as anybody, but I was able to kind of laugh about it for 8 innings. Therefore, I slept okay. If they had blown a 3-run lead in the ninth, I'm much more miserable. So. It's the pick your poison, but now I'm over it already.
Would you argue, Chip, that because our news director Tim Bryant this morning in the hallway, he's like, and you know Tim, he's from South Georgia and he's kind of a Florida State fan, but anyway, he says, hey, well, if I were a Georgia fan, I'd be expecting the worst coming up, and I'm thinking, well, would you argue that's kind of already happened a little bit with what happened in the championship game a couple of years ago, or does it extend out and go, oh, I just got to cover my face because there could be something else coming? It's just weird right now to be a sports fan of you know, these Atlanta teams and have these crazy things happen.
Well, it is, and I think a lot of people, you know, lump the Georgia Bulldogs in there. I mean, I don't think there's any question that they're the team of the state, due respect to that other little school down there. And you know, everybody – lives and dies with this stuff. I mean, that Falcons game, that'll be something I don't know that I'll ever get over. That was just that was so painful, I'll never forget. You know, the feeling that I had, you know, from elation to deflation in the matter of a couple of quarters, and you know, last night at least I got it over with quick, you know. I mean, it was like You didn't have any time to fool around with it. I mean, it was basically, oh, okay, 10-0. Well, I'm going to do something else. That football game, the Falcons Super Bowl, you know, you're hanging on every play to the bitter end, and then stunned silence at the end. And in Georgia's national championship game, obviously, second and 26 was kind of the same way. You know, it's just tough, but you got to think that, you know, For there's always what do they say, an equal reaction to every action. So, you know, I think at some point there's some unbelievably unbridled elation waiting for the people of Georgia at some point eventually.
Chip Towers joins us. Yeah, and we didn't bring our Georgia guy on to talk about the Braves, so I apologize.
But we appreciate it.
Kinda, no, I brought it up.
No, well, I kind of set it up with a second question there, too. But, yeah, it's definitely a lot of angst and frustration. Now, on the other hand, this is kind of funny, too, where Georgia goes out. And I know it wasn't it was a little bit of a slow start. Yes, the Dogs were trailing Tennessee in the first half. I guess just the first quarter, right? It was the first half. And then there's this, I don't think it's a huge element, but there is a vocal element that thinks Georgia needs to get things turned around. And then you look at the scoreboard, and Georgia's won by 4 touchdowns on the road in a division game. How do you look at all of that?
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's crazy at this point, because it's like, I found myself, especially after the Tennessee game, going, wait a minute, you do realize you just won this game, right? You have seen the other games, haven't you, right? I mean, this is the way Georgia wins games. This is the Kirby Smart formula. You can like it or you can hate it, but it works. I mean, it works really, really well. And it's, and you can't say that, that it's been disappointing in other games. I mean, certainly, I guess maybe the LSU game is the only time in the last 3 years. Maybe Texas, but I can't even include it in anything in any discussion about Georgia because of all the extenuating factors. But, you know, this is a successful formula for Georgia, and it's a little bit old school. Now, Georgia doesn't play old school, but, you know, they are going to wear you down with their depth and style of play to the point of submission. That's what happened. And it's very effective, if you ask me. And I thought that was, you know, I mean, you know, you got a busted play. That should never happen. Georgia has some issues back there, but they also have young cornerbacks, you know. And you know, we've kind of seen this with Richard LeCount, you know, in his career anyway. You know, he tends to have maybe a bust game, which is crazy, but he has a lot more really good plays. So anyway, I mean, I'm not surprised. I thought Tennessee would be, you know, supremely motivated and would probably play pretty well in that game. And and Georgia, you know, once again managed to make some pretty quick adjustments and get out of there with a really decisive win.
One thing, I heard Brandon Adams talk about this week. Now, a couple examples. I was there with my wife and some friends in the stands just as a fan enjoying it. And the experience we had was one of a little bit of frustration early, then a lot of, you know, fun late in the game. Kirby Smart jumping up into the crowd after the game. Jake Fromm singing Rocky Top. But then there's the contingent. I don't want to just completely blame social media, but that is what people like to complain about. Is it more of a product of just having knee-jerk reactions on social media that we kind of, as fans these days, aren't able to fully appreciate beating Tennessee by 29 points on Rocky Top, which has not always been the norm?
Well, I think it's more of a statement about what's happened to Tennessee than it is anything else. I mean, that's pretty incredible. I mean, we spent some time talking about that last week, and it's amazing how far down they've gotten and how far they still have to come up. But they still have really good players, guys. I mean, you know, would you like to see Jennings or Marquez Callaway in your wide receiver core? I mean, I think you might trade a couple of your guys to grab those two guys if that were legal in college football. I mean, you know, they still have a lot that they recruit through. They still give away scholarships, as everybody else likes to say. I think it was more of a statement about how bad Tennessee has gotten than it was, you know, about what Georgia's doing now. That, you know, I'm saying that, and I'm, you know, Georgia's got its flaws. You guys know it. I mean, we've talked about it all year. This is not a flawless team. There are very few flawless teams around, if any at all. And, you know, so Georgia has some weak spots that they still have to overcome from week to week. But I tell you what, there's probably, you know, 118 teams that would trade for Georgia's roster in college football right now.
Absolutely. Let me ask you about one of those big bright spots in Knoxville. And basically for the last 3.5 seasons, Brian Herrien, we've had a chance to talk to him this week. And how much has he really meant to this running back core? Where we think about running back you, and there's all the big names, the Nick Chubb, Sony Michel, DeAndre Swift. I think it's time to start putting Brian Herrien's name right in that mix with all those damn good dogs over the last few years.
Well, I think you're going to see it. You know, I think he's going to get the last laugh. I mean, I feel pretty confident that Brian Herrien's going to play in the NFL. I mean, I don't know whether he'll get drafted or how long ultimately he'll hang around. But, you know, his combination of size, strength, and speed, it's there. You see it. Kirby said that, you know, when he was coming out of Douglasville in high school, he wasn't really highly recruited. He was a late qualifier, but he had all the measurables and all that kind of stuff. You remember his first carry as a Georgia Bulldog, toss sweep right against North Carolina, mm-hmm. and that was the first time I was like, wow, look, did you see that guy go? And it's interesting, he's big, strong, and runs tough, but he's only 6 foot, 210 pounds. I mean, it's not like he's an athletic freak, you know, the way he looks. But I think I heard him say the other day, he had, somebody asked him, he wasn't just offering this, he had 4% body fat. I mean, you know, the guy's in perfect shape and does everything he's asked to. He hangs on to the football. He runs, gets the tough yards. And, you know, he's another reason that, you know, if Georgia has success, we think he'll have, he'll be another reason for it, because it's, as we've seen, you know, it takes more than one running back, and I think Georgia's got about four they can go to at the moment.
Chip, you got a good story going on right now at the AJC and AJC.com of the old transfer portal. And it's, hey, it is a thing. It's something that coaches have to deal with, and Georgia has done okay with it so far this year. But what do you think is going to ultimately happen here with what we're seeing in the division? Because you were talking about South Carolina's had some players, Tennessee's had some players. How is Georgia doing it? And I know Georgia's had some high-profile transfers, and the Dogs have brought in some as well, but how are the Dogs doing as far as trying to minimize what is some would say is damaging stuff in the transfer portal?
Well, I think really, and you know, a lot of it's Georgia, but a lot of it is just another example of kind of the rich getting richer, I guess, if you will, or you know, it's how you know, success breeds success. I mean, you know, Georgia's got a good situation where they can talk to a guy like Tay Crowder or Brian Herrin or the guy I focused on in the story I wrote that you can read on AJC.com, Justin Young. You know, this is a guy that, based on the current climate in college football, he doesn't stick around at Tennessee or South Carolina. And look, you know, recruiting is an inexact science. You don't always hit a home run every time, and not everybody, no matter what their recruiting ranking, you know, is able to come in and contribute right away, because you got 85 players. I mean, it's just it's a math game. So you're gonna have half of that 85 that aren't very active on every other Saturday. And so I think Georgia has done a really, really good job, and they're helped by the success they're having. If you can say, hey, you know, stay around, have some fun, we'll continue to develop. And I thought Kirby made some great points when asked about this Tuesday evening, you know, about, look, you can't get developed in the NFL. I mean, I think this is something that Isaac Nauta and Elijah Holyfield are feeling right now. It's like, yeah, you're a good player. Yeah, you're right on the edge. But you don't have an opportunity to get better once you make that move outside of college football. Georgia does. And not just Georgia, certainly Alabama and Florida and all the other, you know, SEC teams nowadays, they have support staffs, strength and training staffs, and just, you know, the time and the facilities to pour into you while you're also getting an education. Now, that works a lot better right now in Georgia and Alabama than maybe it does in South Carolina and Tennessee. You know, if you're sitting at one of those two places and you either feel like you're better than they think you are and you're not playing much, or you just haven't been able to crack the lineup, you may say, well, you know what, there's some greener pastures somewhere. Kirby said the greener pastures here is the hole that the offensive line is going to open up for you. That's your greener pastures at Georgia.
Chip Towers from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the AJC.com, joins us.
Chip, Tennessee's in the rearview mirror. South Carolina, high noon this weekend. Ryan Helinski's a pretty promising freshman. I know Kirby said that he recruited him a whole lot here at Georgia, just didn't land in Athens. But what should the Dogs know about Ryan Helinski, and is that secondary ready for another challenge from a promising true freshman this week?
Well, it'll be a defensive challenge, no question. You know, I mean, South Carolina's like most everybody else is, and college football nowadays, they're going to try to go really fast on you. They're going to try to keep the ball moving with a lot of quick throws. They have they're a lot like Tennessee from the standpoint they have some really good athletes. I mean, Brian Edwards is as good of a wide receiver as you'll find in the SEC right now. But I just think Georgia being at home and you know, the way that Georgia's playing on defense now. You know, we don't spend a lot of time talking about it, but you know, they're not going to be surprised by any of this. And you got a true freshman, you know, under center or in the shotgun, as the case may be. I think Georgia, you know, will be able to do some stuff to give this young quarterback some problems. But you know, I think the cool thing is you know, the for three thing they've got going on at South Carolina. Helinski's brother that died at Washington State, Georgia fans are planning on honoring him on Saturday with their little routine they have there in the third quarter. And I think that's a great thing. But fooled. You know, this kid, he's 6'3", 230 pounds. He's a you know, big California quarterback. He gets rid of the ball quick, so there's not a lot of opportunities to confuse him or to sack him. And, you know, I suspect, you know, something very similar to the Tennessee game is you may see these guys move the ball a little bit early. But, you know, Georgia's formula, you know, should work against this group. And I'm not exactly scared of that. What was the 24-point line they have on this game?
All right, Chip. Always great talking to you. These Thursdays is kind of funny because seems like, all right, this, and I guess it's just October because Tennessee, South Carolina, Kentucky, don't they all just kind of feel like the same opponent? It's almost like you're kind of building up towards the off week and then what could be a interesting November. Is that how you kind of see all this?
Well, it is. This has kind of long been the case if you think about it. You know, it used to be the case with Tennessee. I used to think that Tennessee had the easiest November schedule of anybody. You know, so it's like they got to the end of the year and sort of cruised to the end. Georgia's has always kind of been this way, that if you get through the first part of the season, the middle's pretty easy until you get to that Florida game. And, you know, this Florida game, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how that trip to LSU goes, because that's building up to be, quite the standoff down there in Jacksonville. So, but we talked about it all year, David. I think the schedule sets up great for Georgia, and, you know, this is the reason why. I think they're significantly better than these three opponents here, and they should be in pretty good shape and have some stuff figured out by the time they show up on the St. John.
I love it. Thanks, Chip.
All right. See you.
Chip Towers, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, theajc.com. And
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.